Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, Blog Talk, for allowing me to be on the program. As I send out this letter to all those who are in prison and define the prison as family prison, which is the projects, which was started about 100 years ago, 1927, I believe. Family prison that was designed to separate, or what we call division, to die, to kill the vision of the souls that was returning, because energy cannot be destroyed. You have the family prison, then you have the federal prison, state prison, city jails. All these are reprimands. All these are institutional ways of keeping people down, because those that did not know, those who were programmed to do things because it was their right to do it, not knowing that there would be a change in time with the white, or what is right, the status, and the black, which was blocking, come to a division and a different road, which would be a neutral road. So what you have now, you have people, let me just back that up for a minute, because I don't want this to be robotic. I want this to be brought out so people can truly understand what I'm saying. You have black, you have white. That was the game. Similar to chess. So some people don't know the rules of chess. You can Google chess, see what chess is. You can see you have in motion. You have something fighting. It's basically a distraction. So you have what you call the leaders that was present. You always got the seen and the unseen. So even in the physical realm, as the spiritual world we would call it, you have the things that are said, the things that are not said. So you got the people that you see, and then you got people behind or on top of the people that you don't see. So you start off with different things, different organizations. Organization is compared to an organ. An organ is something that is in the body that is necessary for a certain purpose. So then you have people that cooperate, and then you call them a corporation. And they cooperate, and they have their rituals, which come from the word rites, right? And so you have the right and you have the left, right? Just like you have golf, and then you say G-O-L-F, go left. So you have people on the golf course doing things, what they call business. They know that golf is a sport, which is a sport that doesn't really bring out what they call the pain. You know, it's an elevated sport, as to say, not as football or basketball, which is a beautiful sport, which is not defined as that football they have on what they call uniforms, right? But then they have gear that is supposed to protect them. But when you're going all your might, you know, at each other, you know, that force can be, as we know, can be very, very dangerous. Even in basketball, it's dangerous sports. But these other sports like golf, G-O-L-F, golf, G-O-L-F, go left. So you have your rights, your rituals, and that is seen in the go-left principles that is not seen. So you have a lot of different things in the physical realm. So you have your family prisons where they took people and they put them from the south, scared them up into the north. But when they got to the north, they had these plots and prisons and system of things that people could not understand, because people that was here got demolished with the what they call blood of tears, with who they call Indians, but actually that wasn't the name of Indians. But that's something that's been accepted, because they killed the parents and the parents couldn't tell them, we're not Indians. They thought we were Indians. They thought they was going to India to get the curry and the spices and the silk and all these other items for what they call Europe, right? And Europe was Europa. It was a place where those who were what they would call recessive genes. They call it recessive genes, but it played a dominated part because they created what we call germs that was not beneficial for us. But getting back to the prison, you got the prison, the family prison, which the projects all over. You got the city, which is the prisons. So you have a lot of types of prisons. Okay, so what's going on now? You got your federal prison, state prison, you got city jails. All these are detainments that's detained to keep you from expansion and growth. So this letter here, it says, greeting and peace, tranquility, hoping that all things are in its proper place, and time is working on your behalf. No matter where you are, if you're in a prison, if you're in a home, if you're overseas, if you're locked up, if you're in a mental institution, right? My name is Dr. Americus. I am ordained, registered as a reverend, a minister, a Cohen, a imam, and a street life person. My job is to unveil the many untruths that has been told and done. The truth of God cannot be stopped. You are special. So the first thing, I'm going to let everybody know that you are special and that you have made it to this point where you can change your life and you can do greater things. You are special, and the truth of who you are can be seen by those who are alike. I hope that I can help you in your transition towards returning back to your family and those who are called friends. I was hoping that we could correspond by letters and learn the topics of your interest. By learning a trade such as automotive or CTT, dealing with computers, healing herbs and remedies, by acquiring and learning different languages that will reinforce your family's position of the protector, of being a teacher, and being a provider of the things that nourish the brain, the body, and the soul. To review your thinking and acquire the new technical advancements that have changed society, only you know what vision you have. By networking and application of yourself, you'll be able to plan and prepare your vision. The divine breath in you is real. The divine breath in you is meditation. The divine breath in you is prayer, is pray. And divine breath in you is affirmation that will cleanse your soul. Foods will improve your thinking. Your thinking will allow you to connect with a greater you. This greater you is called your oversoul. You are more than one personality. Your body frame could not hold all of you at one time. You must learn how to connect to your etheric self. The etheric self is the total you. Only a part of you is inside your body. Proper breathing will give you enough fuel to open up your internal portals. These portals shall connect with the earth energy grid. Open your portals, called by some chakras. Others call it using your chi. You will experience the true you, a cosmic you, an etheric you. It will not take long for you to achieve connection. To connect to your higher self, you must release some of the things that you presently do. You must learn how to purify yourself. You must learn about fasting and refraining from eating all the time, anytime, and everything, along with observing silence of the mind or the mind's chattering. Learn how to fast from foods, FOODS, and you must learn how to fast from fools, FOOLS. You must learn to speak at certain times. Learn not to do things that will upset your communication with the proper conversation. Learn to be total aware of all. Learn how to appreciate your space. Your space is called aura. The distance of your arms held to the side is your personal space. When someone comes to your space, they take up your energy. You are electromagnetic energy. Your soul is solar energy. I hope this small segment will help you, and I hope that you will come back and learn some more and share with your family, your friends, and get connected with the all.